Hello, this is Five Minutes the Prophetess. In the beginning, episode 606, and we are talking about beginning, the beginning. And as I've already told you, we're talking about time. So let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. That's where we are gleaning all we have from, or we're learning from. Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then we take what message is another version of the Bible. God says, first this, Genesis 1:1, first this, God created the heavens and the earth. All you see and all you don't see, talking about the visible and the invisible. Oh, beautiful. So I mentioned in the previous episode that when you look at what physicists have to use to be able to calculate and get all the things they need, all those things are featured in Genesis 1. It's all featured there. Genesis 1. Is all featured in Genesis 1. It's amazing. Who could think about time? Who could think about space? Who could think about matter? Who could think about distance? So these are the things that the scientists use to calculate all that they need to do. This is it. And that's what made Einstein's theory of special relativity very, very interesting. And that's why I brought that bit in. And so we're looking at time. And do you know, amazingly, that physicists, when they are using time to calculate, I think that it will be nice for you to know. So now here is the special relativity. This is one of the things, interesting things I found out. They said that you can define Einstein's theory on time, matter, distance. Remember that I'm saying that time in the beginning has to got to do with time. Beginning, when we say let's begin, you know that let's start. Then time, we're talking about time. So time, matter, M-A-T-T-E-R, and then distance. And his theory of relativity, it can be summed up in 12 words. Words, 12 words. Space, time tells matter how to move. Then matter tells space time. Very, very interesting. So this is the concept Einstein introduced. That time is a fourth estate. It's a fourth dimension. Fourth dimension. And he linked it. And one of the things that surprised me when I was looking at it is that the scientists, those who really believe in science, how they relate with time in their calculation of time, I was surprised at what I saw, that Einstein determined that time is relative. When I say relative, you are saying the rate at which time passes depends on your frame of reference, where you're going to refer it from. That is where it will matter. Those who believe in physics say that the distinction between past, the present, and future is only stubbornly persistent, a stubbornly persistent illusion. So they don't really believe in past, present, and future. Can you imagine? Because for them to be able to calculate what they are calculating, they need to think so. Wow, this is amazing. And interestingly, listen to this. Physics is a branch of science that studies time. And they claim time is an important fundamental quantity that is a component of calculating and understanding other areas such as speed, motion, and velocity. So we're talking about distance now. So all these things are intricately woven, and Genesis could pick them up. And Genesis 1 could pick them up and say, in the beginning, time. Bring out what scientists are going to spend their whole life studying. Oh my God. Oh my God. That shows you the efficacy of this book called the Bible. Yes, it shows. How many years ago, who was there to be able to tell that we are going to discover something about time related with space, related with distance, related with matter? Whoever thought? But the Bible, Genesis 1:1, brought it out and said, in the beginning, when we say beginning, what is it? Time. We're talking about starting of something. So when things started, amazing. What a great God we said. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.